right now, as I'm making this episode on Saturday, the 24th of January, there is what is being reported as a monster winter storm, a storm of biblical fucking proportions, bearing down on a large portion of the continental United States. And I wanted to tell you something that I thought you might like to know, and perhaps most importantly, why I believe the way I do. I just ask that you listen till the end before you go and grab a rope and hang me. I just ask that you listen till the end before you go and grab a rope and hang me. So I promised you two things. First, something I thought you'd like to know, namely, how I feel about this monster storm. And second, why I feel that way. So without further ado, I'll answer first things first, because that's straightforward and very simple. As far as this monster storm is concerned, I don't care about it in any way, shape, or form. I don't care about how many people are impacted or how many people are not impacted, how many fucking live or how many fucking die. I simply don't care. Now, I think that gets us off to a pretty good start. So let's try to keep that momentum going by me explaining why I feel this way. So unless you've been living in a cave, and for some folks that actually might have been even better than having to deal with this real and actual demonstration of God's fickle love and peculiar sense of humor, you have certainly heard of or are having to deal with this admittedly terrible weather event. But never fear. We have up to the minute, if not up to the fucking second, new speculations and spectacles about what amounts to, when you look at the bigger picture, absolutely fucking nothing. Now, if you're gnashing at the bit to get your rope and come hang me, just remember, even the most low-down, total snake-in-the-grass piece of shit born of a woman. No, I'm not talking a vague reference of Jeff Bezos here. Gets their day in court to speak their piece. So sit the hell down and shut up for a minute and let this man speak his piece. Of course, I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form I want people to suffer or die because of this damn monster storm. And I'm also not anti-technology. Because even though I believe that our society on a human level has become far too techno-techno, only a fool would argue against technology, especially in emergency communications. Because it has, and will continue, to save countless lives. The main issue I have with all of this is the round-the-clock, moment-by-moment video coverage of this major weather event of the century. Jesus Christ. Deep sigh, facepalm. And speaking of Jesus, if you're listening out there, could you please do a welfare check on your old man? The weather has seriously gone, well, crazy down here, and I think he went off his anti-senility meds again. Briefly, before I continue, if you're enjoying this episode and you haven't already done so, please consider subscribing and hit that notification bell. By subscribing, you really do help the Ernest Mann Show continue to grow. And if you leave a comment or question, I actually read and respond to them all. And I really do appreciate you reaching out. Now, back to the episode. Okay, so where was I? Oh yes, technology saving lives. You see, I figured out long ago that television news is not, in fact, news. It's become purely propaganda and sensationalism. The kissing cousins of nihilism and psychopathy, meaning batshit crazy. And the longer you hang out with them, the more depressed, nihilistic, and psychopathic, aka batshit crazy, you become. So what this means is that for the sake of your mental and even physical health, the best and actually most effective action you can take in an event like this is not to sit there watching these terrible events unfold minute by minute as though it's a fucking movie, like a teenage boy watching a bad slasher horror movie with lots of scantily clad hot teenage girls jacking off. It's very voyeuristic. The news media says appropriately sad things about the devastating human event, yet will quickly go into Super Bowl coverage mode. There is the pregame show where they endlessly babble about what the storm could, should, or might be, or do, or become. Then there is the actual event, where they bring out several young and dumb schmucks directly into the storm, because it's exciting! And the young reporters going out into that shitstorm and doing so eagerly, because who knows, it could be their big break, reporting on the storm of the century. Then, of course, there's the post-game show. Cue in very empathetic reporter with lots of video and even more endless blithering about extensive power failures, property damage, and of course, many auto accidents and death. Cut to Carl's Jr. Incontinence pads, rectal itching ointment, and any other utterly fucking obnoxious commercial. In all seriousness, despite what I previously said, this is a serious event that doesn't happen every year or even every few years, although I do believe America, as well as the rest of the world, is experiencing the effects of climate instability, which I additionally believe is only going to get worse due to overpopulation. And just for those of you who don't know, I've been saying for many years the need to dramatically decrease the population. But that would require people willing to curtail their fucking. And that stands about as much chance of happening as corporations suddenly developing a conscience and voluntarily agreeing to pay actual fair and proportionate taxes. Maybe I should ask Jesus about that too. In the end, all I can say is by the time you get this episode, it will be Monday. And I absolutely hope the worst of this damn monster storm is over and that actual little harm came to people and their property as much as possible. They say there are two things that are inevitable in life, death and taxes. But I'd like to add a third, weather. Because just like the first two, it's inevitable. And in the end, there's nothing you can do about it either. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.